Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, June 23rd, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of finance news just for you. So, whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. Investor news breaks: U.S. Observer investigates Morpheus research after reports trigger sharp stock declines. U.S. Observer, a national investigative news outlet, is investigating Morpheus research following reports that have led to significant stock declines. Morpheus Research, endorsed by Hindenburg Research founder Nate Anderson, has released reports targeting companies like Solaris Energy Infrastructure, Backblaze, Abacus Global Management, and Mercurity FinTech Holding, resulting in stock drops of 5% to over 30%. Criticized for lack of transparency and ties to Hindenburg alumni, Morpheus's operations are under scrutiny for potential insider information use, collaboration with hedge funds, and undisclosed profits. U.S. Observer's investigation could have major implications for investor protection and market integrity, raising questions about the legality and ethics of Morpheus's activities.
Benzinga Virtual Event: Navigating Market Volatility with Directions Leveraged and Inverse ETFs. Join Benzinga for a free educational boot camp on Thursday, June 26, 2025, at 11 a.m. ET. The event, Navigating Market Volatility with Directions Leveraged and Inverse ETFs, will cover topics such as understanding leveraged and inverse ETFs, strategies for volatile markets, and the 2025 market outlook. Featured speakers include Sean Edwards, Vice President at Direction, and moderator Gianni Di Poche, Market Analyst. Whether you're a seasoned trader or new to alternative investments, this session will provide valuable insights to help you navigate today's changing market landscape. Register now to secure your spot.
From exploration to execution, new gold player emerges in one of Canada's premier mining districts. Gold prices have surged past $13,300 per ounce, with forecasts predicting a climb to $4,000 in the next 12 to 18 months. Lafleur Minerals Inc., OTCQBFLFLRF, FFLRO, is a standout Canadian gold producer with a fully permitted gold mill in a prolific gold-producing region. Positioned for success, Lafleur Minerals offers investors near-term production potential and exposure to the rising gold market. Other key players in the gold mining space include Barrick Mining Corporation, NYSEB, Royal Gold, NASDAQ RGLD, and Nicola Mining, TSX.NOTQ. For more information, visit www.networknewswire.com. Paul F. Diamond, CFA, CFP, joins the Wealth Division of PPAC Private. Paul F. Diamond, CFA, CFP, has joined the Wealth Division of PPAC Private as a Senior Managing Director and Client Advisor. With over 25 years of experience in financial services, Paul brings expertise in portfolio management, relationship management, risk management, and new product development. Previously at J.P. Morgan Private Bank and PNC Wealth Management, Paul has also held leadership roles at Adherence Consulting Group, GFI Group, Merrill Lynch, and Deutsche Bank. He holds a Bachelor of Science degree in accounting from West Virginia University and is a Chartered Financial Analyst, CFA. PPAC Gladstone Financial Corporation, the parent company of PPAC Private, offers client-centric banking solutions with assets under management and/or administration of $11.8 billion as of March 31, 2025. Investor news breaks: Uranium Energy Corp. NYS American UEC boosts stake in Anfield Energy to 32.4% with $19.6 million share purchase. Uranium Energy Corp. has increased its stake in Anfield Energy to 32.4% with a $19.6 million share purchase. The acquisition of 170 million common shares in a private agreement brings UEC's control of Anfield to approximately 37.6% on a partially diluted basis. The shares were bought at $5.05 each under Canada's takeover bid rules. UEC stated the investment is strategic and may be adjusted based on Anfield's business outlook. For more information about Uranium Energy Corp., visit uraniumenergy.com.
Gold firms as the U.S. Fed maintains its interest rate. Gold prices saw minimal gains as the U.S. Fed decided to maintain the current interest rate with potential cuts in the coming months. This could lead to increased investment in companies like Tor Metals Inc., TSFV, within the gold industry. For more information on Tor Metals Inc., visit their newsroom. Rocks and Stocks provides deep insights into the mining industry, offering access to various communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience. Stay informed with Rocks and Stocks by visiting their website for more details. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.